With the intention that communities are stronger when people create and celebrate together, Ann Arbor's Full Moon is still taking place this spring, but due to the ongoing pandemic, a bit reimagined again this year. This is Lisa Berry, and we're talking to Event Executive Director Jennifer Goulet about what we can expect this year. Welcome.
Hi, Lisa. I'm so happy to be here with you today.
I've been talking about Full Moon here on WEMU for years now, and every year I try to start out with an explanation of exactly what it is, and it seems it's really difficult to pin down, but considering how creative and free-flowing this event seems to be right now, that's a good thing, do you think?
It is absolutely a good thing, because this is a year about reimagining and trying new ways, new experiments with events and how we can do them safely. But you have kind of hit it on the head in that Full Moon is a celebration, really, of the power of light and creativity and the arts, and how each one of us across the community bring our own magic to that. And this year's theme for Full Moon is really all about celebrating that. We are looking to invite everybody to shine your light, A2, Ann Arbor. And we all need light more than ever this year. It's been a tough year for people across the community, for our artists that, are really at the core of this creative experience, for local businesses that have been navigating a super tough year. And so we're really excited to be reimagining the Full Moon celebration this year as a way to invite people to come together, create together, share some love, right, on our artists, on our local businesses.
How would you describe it? I would describe it, oh, it's really cool. I don't think that quite completes what exactly we're talking about. In the past, it's been paper mache creations, dancing down the street to music, and things are lit up. But I know that's not necessarily what we'll see this year. So how can you compare?
Well, we're hoping to see a good bit of that this year. Truly, Full Moon is a nighttime community-created celebration that truly is created by the community. And a big part of it is encouraging people to dig in the closets, get out some, costumes, dress up. This year, of course, masking up, encouraging people to think about how can you be creative, like lighting up, glowing up your mask. We have a tradition of, through the month of March, of inviting the community to make art and get ready for Full Moon. And the creation of luminaries, sculptural glowing lanterns, has been really a beloved element of the Full Moon spirit. And this year we haven't been able to do in-person luminary workshops, but thanks to the community spirit of so many of our partners, from the Ann Arbor District Library to Treetown Murals is working with Ann Arbor school students, to Neutral Zone Teens, to the Ann Arbor Arts Center. Community partners are offering a whole array of online, virtual project ideas, little workshops, ways that people can be creative at home and get, this year's costume, get your lanterns ready. The Arts Center is doing some really fun glow buddy kits, art box kits. So in a non-pandemic year, people would come all ready to do Full Moon, and we'd have joyful community processions that would land in Carytown for a night of experiencing amazing public art installations and music and dancing. And of course, those are the kinds of things that we can't do yet safely. And so we've reimagined Full Moon to spill out across the Carytown, Main Street, and State Street business districts. And so we're socially distancing our artist installations that will be in kind of iconic public spaces, in storefront windows. The Brush Monkeys are going to be adding some window magic across the heart of downtown. We have a lot of businesses that are doing special glowy Full Moon beverages or menu offerings or, special discounts in some of the shops. And so we're really, truly encouraging people to come into town, dress up, mask up, get ready to social distance, and check out all of the amazing creativity that's really core to who we are as a community, and leave some love with our local businesses. You know, make a night of it. Do some curbside dining, pick up a, you know, meal to go, grab a beverage, pick up a treasure at one of our unique shops and boutiques.
You mentioned Brush Monkeys, and that's, of course, Mary Thiefels. And if you are familiar with any of the work they've done around Ann Arbor downtown in the windows, it's always amazing. Will they be doing light-up creations for this?
So this is a new partnership for us this year, and they will be working with the business owners to bring kind of a full moon, light-filled kind of new designs for this spring to the business windows. So we're expecting some new magic to happen, and they're using paints that will be glowy and reactive in black light. So and I think it's really going to be fun to see that start to come to life around downtown.
Usually full moon takes place on one night. So what is the time frame for this year's event?
Yeah, so we will begin to start seeing some of the creative elements of full moon begin to unfold on or around April 1st, April Fool's Day, right? And culminating then for the full moon stroll and roll on Friday, April 9th. And those festivities kind of taking place between 6 and 10 p.m. So there's opportunities, you know, to come out early, make an early night of it, or kind of wait till dusk when things really get illuminated. So that'll be kind of the final culmination celebration. But that was also the timing of this was really also part of our safety plan, giving people an opportunity to kind of start to take in the experiences on their own pace, on their own time, using both time and distance across the downtown as ways to do our best to keep people safe.
Can we go into a little bit exactly what the stroll and roll is?
Yes, think a Midnight Madness done during a pandemic. So it's really the opportunity to for people to come downtown, wander around the Carytown Main Street and State Street districts, you know, bring your luminaries, dress up, put the kids in the stroller. All of the experiences will be things that you can take in and enjoy and be completely amazed by. Walking right from sidewalks, riding a bike, driving through town in a car in the areas where streets aren't closed. And so really enjoy the creativity of our community, our local artists, and absolutely show your love, Ann Arbor, and support local businesses as you're making a night of it.
And that's one particular night, even though this full moon is kind of ongoing, but one night is the stroll and roll.
That's correct. And that'll be on the Friday, April 9th, that evening.
Last year, you weren't able to have it at all, were you, in Ann Arbor?
So last year, we were about 3 weeks out from the weekend of both Full Moon and Festivals. And no, we were not able to do the event in town the way we had planned. But again, thanks to the true creative spirit and determination, both of the events were pivoted to a virtual stage. And for Full Moon, we had our artists very quickly created the projects they would have done on the ground and put those on video. We had a one-hour Full Moon reimagined event on Facebook. We had our DJ, you know, did a dance set. So we had people dancing in the living room. We had people sharing pictures and videos of, you know, marching around in their front yard with their luminaries. There was even a neighborhood, the Wines neighborhood in Ann Arbor, that very quickly put together, they decorated their cars and did a neighborhood parade safely, everybody in their car or, you know, watching from the front porch. And so, you know, I think we were very fortunate that we were early enough in the pandemic that people were, A, really ready to try something new and really wanted to keep the spirit of Full Moon going. And we were kind of the early adapters of all of the amazing array of creative experiences that have been unfolding this past year that have really been helping everybody navigate the isolation of this time.
Well, we look forward to the return of Full Moon Reimagined in Ann Arbor. Jennifer Goulet, Executive Director of Full Moon, thanks for talking to us on WEMU.
Thank you so much, Lisa. People can go to Wonderfool, F-O-O-L, productions.org to get all the event details.
We'll put a link to that with this interview on our website, WEMU.org.
Great.